Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, the biggest women's basketball game in a long time, LSU and Iowa tonight will get a massive number. I'll be tuning in. And the men's tournament, UConn looks unbeatable. Rick Bucher usually covers the NBA, but there is sort of a topic that's fascinating between DJ Burns at NC State and Zach Edey as you watch them. The three best teams I've seen, or three of the four left, they just go through bigs. And there's this feeling that Zach Edey doesn't move laterally, you know, but I look around and AD for a couple years, everybody's like convinced, go outside and shoot. And he's like, yeah, you're not very good at it. And he's decided, I'm going to go closer to the rim. He's having an unbelievable 18-month stretch where he has embraced being a big and getting away from the three-point shot. And I look at Zach Edey and I'm like, I never bought into the small ball. I just thought the Warriors had Steph and Clay and brilliant coaching. And it's like everybody tried to duplicate it. But the best guard right now in the league is arguably Luka, 6'7". The best guard ever is Magic, 6'8". The best three ever is big, sturdy LeBron. Like, size matters. I'm sorry. When I watch these big men in college crushing, is it just because they don't have any real competition? Or are we? Is there a renaissance back to bigs?
No, I believe there's a renaissance in the NBA when it comes to bigs, but it's mobile bigs and it's athletic skilled bigs. And certainly, Zach Edey is skilled, but he's not particularly mobile. I believe that what has made him so dominant, and DJ Burns with North Carolina State and Klingon with UConn, is the fact that they're just so rare. So when you're in a situation like March Madness in particular, where you're playing one game and you've never played, for the most part, better part of your season, you're not playing against bigs like that. You don't know how to, forget about post offense, you don't know how to play post defense. You don't know how to defend against those guys in a one game do or die situation. And that's what has made them so lethal. I don't believe that it is going to transform what the NBA is doing. The NBA is basically supersized, but it's a small ball style that's just been supersized. Now, to your point, like, everybody's just added a couple inches, but we're still playing more of a drive and kick, shoot from the perimeter. I mean, some of the numbers are just outrageous in terms of how it's become either everything at the rim or beyond the three-point arc. And I would say with AD, he's not playing as a classic big. He's playing as a rim runner and a guy who's playing off LeBron, diving to the basket. The post game, for the most part, the only time we see it is when you're going to find a small forward like LeBron who's or point forward who's operating from that mid post area. But even that in those situations, they're operating from the mid post as to getting down on the block and working from there.
You know, you've been connected to the Warriors for a long time, and I was saying there. At any one time in my life, there's been really only one great team in the league, and then about four teams that can challenge them. You know, in Jordan's era, the Blazers, the Sonics, the Knicks, you know, they were good teams. The Bulls were great. Yeah. And so I think Denver has a chance to be great. Boston, maybe, but it's a lot of good teams. The West isn't loaded. It's just loaded with, it's got more quality. And I look at the Warriors and the Lakers down at the bottom of it, and I'm like, those are pretty good teams. But I would trust the Lakers more because I do think they have size. And I do think AD is playing the best basketball of his career. I kind of bought into the Warriors, you know, and then there was a disruption and, you know, and Draymond's gone. And I thought they were bridging it. And big picture, this is not a championship team. They don't match up, I don't think, with the Lakers. They don't match up with Denver's size. Where are the Warriors right now?
Are you saying that the Lakers are a championship team?
I think when Jared Vanderbilt comes back and D'Lo playing as well as he has since December, Austin Reeves now a fourth scoring option, I think they match up pretty well with everybody.
Yeah. I am getting the sense, I am getting the vibe from the Los Angeles Lakers that they feel like the bubble team. They feel like a team that is coming on.
Yeah.
At the right time, or even to a certain extent, last year's team that went to the conference finals. And while they didn't make any dramatic changes at the trade deadline, it does feel like the pieces are coming together and they understand their roles. And I would say that that is the greatest distinction between the Lakers and the Warriors right now, is that Steve Kerr has continued to try to shuffle the deck to find the best combinations that he can from this group. And he's found a few things, but it hasn't been necessarily consistent. And I'll say at the heart of it is your star players are not playing like team-carrying star players at this point. Steph is still putting up numbers, but it's not, he hasn't had those just phenomenal games and phenomenal performances. You can see it in his shooting percentages. And the ankle injury probably had an effect on it, but everything is down since he missed those five games with the ankle. Conversely, you've got LeBron and AD, and primarily AD, and it's that nucleus that just, they are playing together as well as I've seen them play, and the rest of the team can play off of that nucleus. I don't know exactly what the nucleus is for the Warriors. It used to be Steph, Clay, and Dre. And now I would say it's probably Steph and Dre. But at this point, those two haven't been necessarily consistent. And I see that as the big difference between the Warriors and the Lakers. I picked the Warriors. And looking at all the play-in teams, we were looking at Dallas, Phoenix, Warriors, and Lakers. I thought the Warriors had the best chance to make a run because we hadn't yet seen their potential. But now I'm beginning to think that maybe that potential simply isn't as high as I thought it was.
By the way, you've always been willing to be critical of LeBron. He actually, as he's aged, Blake Griffin moved into jumpers more than finishing at the rim. Jason Kidd, Vince Carter, the Gasols. I mean, LeBron this year kind of, he's always had a weird relationship with a three-pointer. And I thought this year he's like, I'm shooting it. I'm not, I don't get past people as consistently. And it's like, oh, he's good at that too. How do you look at his three-point shooting? I always thought he had kind of a love-hate relationship. He wanted to shoot more, but he was never truly great at it. And then all of a sudden this year it just popped. Are you surprised it's popped?
A little bit. And even in this last game, if you watch the shots that he took and how he took them, it's not the greatest of forms. He's always leaning one way or the other. That's a pretty standard. That's a nice shot. He has the advantage of he's generally guarded by bigs who are not going to come out and contest that shot. So it's not like Steph or even Luka to a certain extent who you feel like, I got to get out on this guy and put some pressure on him, otherwise he's going to knock it down. They still give that to him as opposed to having him just run his way to the rim. So what I see about LeBron is that when he's feeling it and he's knocked a couple down early and the game isn't on the line, he's going to milk that thing for all it's worth and he's going to knock them down. What I still see is in big moments, if he hasn't shot the ball well early, he's not looking for that shot or he doesn't shoot it with confidence. And that's the one question I have. Is he ready to jump that gap when we get to the postseason? And let's say he's 2 for 8 going into the fourth quarter with 3 minutes left and they need a three. Is he willing to take that shot, take it with confidence, and knock it down? I haven't seen that consistently in big moments in big games. He's going to find some other way, or he's going to try to create a three for D'Lo or one of their other three-point shooters. So that's the little gap there. Look, and LeBron said it. What I really admire is he looks at the game and goes, how can I exploit the way they're calling it, the way they're playing it, the way the rules are set? And he's done that as well as anybody maybe in the history of the game.
Finally, you know, I said when Luka came out about 2 years into his game, I said he's going to end up a top five scorer ever. He's sort of Carmelo Anthony with a more refined game, better range. I don't know if I'm getting anything on the other end. I don't know if his teams will succeed in the playoffs. I don't know if he's the greatest teammate, but buckets?
Yeah.
This is Melo with a three-point shot. Like, you're just going to get a lot of points. I have my doubts. When people fell in love with James Harden, I'm like, you can't have the ball that much in your hands. You can't always be. They got to find guys who can do. He's got to find somebody where he can be off ball much more. Yes. Maybe it is Kyrie, and he's got to be talked into it. What do you make of Luka, Dallas? They're hot playoffs. What do you make of it?
Let's first of all look when they won 11 out of the last 12. I think they've won 7 in a row. They're on a streak. You have to look at who they've played, and overall, they beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. They will dominate. And they'll beat a good team here and there, but by and large, they've done most of their damage against inferior teams. And what I liked about the beginning of this season is that Luka's usage percentage and his willingness to give it up early was more prominent. And of late, they've gone back to being more Luka-centric, which, in some ways, if Tim Hardaway Jr. is struggling and they're not getting enough from Derek Lively and some of the other pieces, I can totally understand why you would go that direction. But it is not, to your point, it is not a recipe for success in the postseason. They either have to get the talent, and I think Luka has the ability to play off the ball or distribute, but you've got to have the talent that convinces him, I need to give the ball up more. I need to share it more. Until that happens, I don't see the Mavericks contending for a title. I believe that Luka can take them there, but the rest of that supporting cast has to be raised to the level that he trusts it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot. The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. With no use of coatings, you can use metal tools to flip, press, and scrape without worry. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. Everything rusts and nobody talks about it because they couldn't fix it until now. With Weber's new rust-resistant technology, your Weber will last for years. When used, our carbon steel griddle hardens and bonds the surface, reducing the ability for moisture to collect and rust to form. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. With the Weber Works Prep cook and store system, you can keep cooking and cleaning supplies handy, carry food and condiments from kitchen to the griddle, and even convert the side table into a prep station. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle.
Covering the league since 93. Good seeing you, buddy. Rick Bucher, as always, I appreciate
it. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Got it.
What was your favorite part, Jordan, covering the NBA? Did you love the game?
Yeah, and the stars. I love the stars. The NBA has done such an unbelievable job of marketing the LeBrons and then bringing up the young guys. You mentioned Luka. The NBA, because you can see there's no guys with a helmet, to me, too. That was
proximity always to them. They're right on the floor. Absolutely. You're right. I went to a Bulls-Celtics game. I'm 5 feet from their best players.
And there's nothing as great as the NFL product is. That is a TV product. It's made for television.
Yeah.
The NBA, as great as it is on TV, it is really, really strong. In person is an entirely different ballgame.
That's what my wife says.
Yeah. Now,
my wife, if she could choose any sport to go to, it's NBA.
Because
again, hockey, you're behind a glass, and the players have helmets. Same with football. Baseball's too slow, and you're a mile from players, and there's the foul ball danger, right?
Sure.
But in basketball, you have a cocktail, glass of wine. You're 8 feet from the players. You can dress up. It's like an event. And a Saturday night NBA game, that's why I've always said load management, be very careful about that. Those Saturday night games, those Friday night games, those are date nights.
Yeah.
And if you want to get more than just dudes to games and you want the family, Friday and Saturday, if guys want to take Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games off, Friday and Saturday to me is when I go to NBA games, I want all the stars playing.
Yeah, I think also another, as great as football is in person too, with you got the beers and the drinks, and you miss a lot. When you're at the NBA, when you're in an NBA game front and center, you don't miss anything. You just see it all.
You can hear them talking to each other.
And the squeaking of the shoes.
Shoes.
That's an experience. I actually think hockey's really fun in person.
Yes.
And baseball, I would say, in person, too, is probably one of the better ones.
It's a more passive watch.
Yeah.
Football's very urgent. Like, every play, you're locked.
Are you keeping score in a baseball game? Do you ever do that?
No.
No.
My kids were younger, we would go to at least one baseball game. I went to Padres games with them, and I went to an Angels game with them, and I went to Dodgers games, and I went to Mariners games. I went with my daughter to a Yankee game or a Red Sox game. So I try to take my kids to just a baseball environment. I always said my job as a parent was let you experience things. You can choose when you're a young adult or teenager what you really like. Skiing, water skiing, hiking. You can figure it out. But I thought to take kids, because it's a passive watch. You don't have some idiot next to you, you know, screaming and if the team loses.
Yeah.
It's like passive, safer, popcorn, ice cream in the helmet. Baseball, somebody once said, baseball's like Disneyland. It's never been the coolest thing, but you feel better as a parent when you take your kid to them, and that's kind of how I feel.
Having done Disney and Universal last week, it is, you do feel better. You feel like, you know what? I served a purpose today.
I checked a box,
absolutely.
Dad took the kids to a place all kids deserve to go.
Yeah.
Jordan with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, Colin. North Carolina's Drake May quarterback will likely be one of the first players selected in the upcoming draft. ESPN reporting that there's, quote, belief among some teams that the Vikings are showing interest in trading up for May. Minnesota currently holds the 11th overall pick. Colin, do you think North Carolina's Drake May is worth trading up for?
Well, everybody needs a quarterback. And again, Minnesota is one of the few teams with two first-round picks. So, I mean, they engineered this so they could give them both up to move up. So they probably have to give up both first this year and a first next year. But again, Minnesota has drafted well, and I think their coach winning a game last year with Josh Dobbs, who didn't have a practice at the time, it makes sense. I mean, essentially, you'd rather move up a little less than a little more. But if you like Drake May, and he is absolutely your second, and I will say about Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix injuries, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, there's kind of a size or an injury component there. Drake May's just big, strong, and moves.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing there. He's been inconsistent. But in terms of, like, 6'4".
Prototypical.
228. Yeah. By the way, got hit in college, can handle it. Because most of these teams that are drafting at the top have weak O-lines. So I worry about Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy's real size. I worry about Penix's injury. Bo Nix, not a big guy. He's a half inch taller than me. I think in terms of checking the boxes, Drake May checks the most of them.
Yeah, I had some people tell me that what they loved most or a lot about Drake May was the fact that he didn't go NIL. He didn't transfer. Whenever he had an opportunity to do NIL, he included the offensive line. I've had some people say he's got that Phillip Rivers kind of moxie to him, but a better athlete, a better arm. So when you take all that into consideration and the fact that Mac Brown has coached some great quarterbacks and he thinks he might be the very best, that says a lot, Colin.
Yeah, I mean, you can just see here, that ball is 60 yards in the air, and that, I mean, just watch this. How many yards in the air is this ball? That's 10, 20, 30. So that ball is in the air 57, 60 yards, sure. And that looks pretty effortless to me. He reminds me so much of Justin Herbert. It really does.
Because of the power and the size.
Size, power, yeah. Moves well enough.
Yeah. Okay, Colin. NC State big man DJ Burns stole the show in yesterday's Elite Eight win over Duke. Burns had 29, doing most of his work in the second half as the Wolfpack, Kevin Keats' Wolfpack, advanced to their first Final Four since 1983. Burns' play has drawn some NFL interest, Colin. I've had some folks tell me around the league, this guy could be an NFL offensive tackle.
Yeah.
6'8", 300 pounds. What do you think about that, especially post-college basketball?
If you're 6'8", and you have good feet, there's been a lot of NFL players who pivoted from basketball to football. His basketball game, you know what his basketball game reminds me of?
Huh.
Over the course of time, you play basketball at the YMCA or at a gym for years, and there's that one guy, and you're like, I don't love his body, he doesn't jump, and you can never stop him.
Yeah.
His game's not pretty, it's not real vertical, but God, does he have a good touch. He is just, that dude's played a lot of hoops. The ball is so feathery soft.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to, I would strongly consider in the NFL, because the football is the one sport, you know, golf, baseball, basketball. If you take a month off from basketball, you lose the hand-eye dribbling thing.
So much.
Golf, baseball. There are sports that you have to play repeatedly. Football, like, you're a great athlete. Outside a quarterback, I can teach you to catch. I can teach you to block. I can teach you to tackle. If you're a great athlete, I mean, there are countless guys in the NFL that played football 1 year of high school. Nobody golfed for 6 months and ended up on the tour.
Yeah.
Nobody's like, you know, I took up baseball at 22. Next year, I was shortstop for the Nationals. There are a lot of guys in football who are like, yeah, my mom wouldn't let me play, or I got injured, and I only played like one game my junior year, eight my senior year, and I'm an all-pro. I do think there's a possibility that guy could move.
I will say that a lot of those guys end up playing offensive skill positions, receiver, tight end. I don't know if I've seen, I guess George Fant would maybe be the one. He played basketball at Western Kentucky. Now he's a tackle in the NFL.
Yeah.
Most of them end up playing tight end, maybe defensive end. But to go to tackle, that's a big ask. So it would be a project But you mentioned the feet.
Oh, great
and,
feet.
Right? And if you're that type of athlete, you can probably put on, he can probably put on a little bit more weight as well. I mean, right now he's listed at 280, 275. He's, we know he's a little bit more than that, but he's not 6'9". He's probably 6'7 and a half.
Yeah, and for the record, you're not asking him to be a left tackle. He may just be a right tackle or a rotational tackle. We're not asking him to be Trent Williams. You know, it's like, hey, dude, can we carry four tackles. Can you be one of them? I think you have to give it a shot.
I love it. I love it. Colin, the inaugural UFL season kicked off this past weekend. After the merging of the USFL and the XFL, former Carolina Panther Matt Corral led the Stallions to a win thanks to his touchdown, this touchdown, right before the half.
Ball cannot be completed short of the first down.
Corral going deep. Sideline, caught, touchdown. Deion Kane.
There's the talent I've been talking about. That was a beautiful throw from Matt Corral. I watched him in high school in California. I saw him in a camp. I've watched him at Ole Miss. Always had a good arm. Little undersized, probably. There's a little Zach Wilson where he moves. He's got a very good arm. To me, he feels like he'll end up somewhere on an NFL roster.
Yeah, he was really good his final year at Ole Miss.
Great.
Really, yeah.
He was fantastic.
Right? And but he did throw some picks, and there were some question marks about that. But talent, absolutely. I see it. Thanks to Kurt Menefee and Joel Klatt on that as well.
Nice job, guys. UFL. Jordan with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
All right, you're going to play along with me next. Rule or fool, the NFL now has adopted several new rules. Get your thinking caps on. Next.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. A much bigger range than most grills. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. utilize the smoke boost setting to intensify that smoky flavor. Direct flame cooking creates searing, crisping, and browning. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You'll cook on two levels at the same time so you can make enough for everyone, then clean up quick with the pull and clean grease and ash management system at the front of the grill. Cook confidently with intuitive digital controls at the grill and enjoy the sleek, easy-to-use surface. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
The one thing about the NFL, they're constantly changing rules. They're trying to make it very updated. Safety's always a top concern. Also, the fact they've always viewed themselves as a TV program. Baseball, not as much. They're into history, looking in the rearview mirror. NFL's like, what's better for Thursday, Sunday, Monday Night Football? So here we go, Jordan. Rule or fool, you throw it up, and I'll try to guess which one it is.
All right. Rule changes move the trade deadline to the Tuesday after Week 9 games. Move it back a week.
So they move it back a week. That allows teams a little more viability. Sure. I think that's a rule. Okay. All right.
All right. Players caught wearing Apple Watches, Google Glasses, or other wearable tech during games for communication and data transmission for social media purposes, subject to a fine of $1,000 every 100 likes per post.
That's insane.
I can barely get through that.
Now, that's fool. That's not a rule. All right, that's fake.
All right, expand the standard elevation rules to permit clubs to elevate a bona fide quarterback an unlimited number of times from its practice squad to its active list to be its emergency third QB.
And I think that whether or not that was okayed, I totally agree with that. We've been on that for a couple of years. That's a rule.
Nice.
Yeah.
In the NFL, tackling an opponent's hips must be done using a truthful, thoughtful, and respectful approach. The tackler must not let the opponent's hip slide. I didn't write them, but very, very creative.
That is, hips don't lie. That is fake. I'm going to go, that is fake. Yeah.
A little Shakira action.
Yeah.
A muff is the touching of a loose ball by a player in an unsuccessful attempt to obtain possession.
A muff is muff, the like touching a of a loose ball by a player. Fake.
Real. Real deal.
Okay.
All right, that's your first miss. In the event that a drone enters the playing field during a game, play will be immediately halted. The team whose half the drone entered will be awarded a free kick from the spot where the drone first touched the ground.
So you can't even finish. These our staff really overthought some of these. That's fake.
I love it.
All right.
Correct.
I was with it.
You were.
Until the free kick from the spot where the drone
entered.
What
is this, the AFL?
No, I can see the league saying if a drone comes in, play is immediately halted. But that's good. But our staff thought, let's add some icing to the cake and just be, way to go.
All right. Permits the use of zero as a jersey numeral for certain positions. Allows kickers and punters to use any jersey number between 0 to 49 and 90 to 99.
So the NFL, you can use zero as a jersey number for certain positions. Yeah, I think that's real. That's real. Yeah.
Nice. The players can be fined up to $730 for every pound of body weight over the limit.
Well, what's the limit? I don't even know.
I think it might be the team limit that they set. Right?
Oh, okay, okay.
So on that position or on that player.
Let me think about that for a second. Boy, that's a tough...
Tough one.
Yeah, I mean, do you really want to control... Listen, you just cut a guy if he can't stay in shape. I think that's fake.
That one also surprised me. That was real.
So that is the league basically saying coaches still can set rules on your body.
Absolutely. Players and personnel are... Players and personnel are prohibited from consuming Starbucks or any caffeinated beverages on the field during NFL games. Violation of this rule will result in a 15-yard penalty from the offending team and removal of stars from rewards program.
Again, if you took the word Starbucks out,
yes,
you had me. And then all of a sudden, from a rewards program.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go fake on this one. Yeah.
There is no Frappuccino rule, Colin. You're correct.
Thank you.
All right. And finally, in Super Bowl overtime, a giant commemorative coin flip decides the possession. The coin is large enough to require a team effort to flip, with players and coaches working together to determine heads or tails.
That seems like way too many moving parts. Yeah, I think that's false.
We made it up.
So 8 of 10 we got right.
Yeah, 80%.
I would have been fooled multiple times if not for the Starbucks reference and something about drones and free kicks.
Who would have known that Colin was a very solid B student?
That's about it. That's about what you got from
better
me.
Than me.
Yes. Jordan with our fool or rule. So Dan Hurley came on earlier, and that was great. You know, one of the topics I thought about watching, you know, Edie eat up like a Tennessee or a Gonzaga is I didn't really buy into small ball. I mean, I do think analytics, you shoot more threes. That's not small ball. That's just, you know, everybody's got to shoot a three. The game's getting more European. Their players come in very skilled, very early. Luka, Wemby, all that stuff. But I think size, you know, size matters. I've watched in business my whole life. Scale beats boutique, swallows it up. Big beats small. You know, everybody wants to tell me how many great young, you know, small quarterbacks there are. It's like, yeah, Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Fran Tarkenton. It's about it. I like Kyler Murray a lot. But Zach Edey's fascinating because I know he doesn't move particularly well. And the NBA is about shooting and spacing. But you need size. And I tend to be a believer when the NFL moves away from the run game, Jim Harbaugh's like, I want to run the ball. And that leagues are cyclical. And I think size has always mattered. But, I mean, Luka's size at guard, it's a huge issue. Bigs are dominating. Jokic, nobody can stop him. Giannis is having another great year. Embiid an MVP last year. Big guards Luka. So Dan Hurley earlier, when I asked him about the critics of 7'4" star for Purdue, Zach Edey.
If Zach Edey is not like a lottery pick and, you know, a tremendous NBA player, then there's something wrong with the NBA. You know, like then they're maybe not playing the right game at that level. You know, this guy's been as dominant, you know, like brings you back to like Ralph Sampson, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson type of performances at that spot. So, you know, the kid's a special player. And special players, when they go to that next level, they add new skills quickly. So I think he's going to get to the NBA and increase his range in his shooting, his passing, his dribbling, and he'll adapt. That's what special players do.
I mean, you can see the picture of him, his frame. He is sturdy, wide shoulder. You could put 10, 12 pounds on him. You could take weight off. Some have comped him a little bit to Yao Ming. I don't know if that's accurate, but there's just not a lot of 7'4" coordinated people on the face of the earth, and it's like he's developed a really soft touch. You know, I'm not saying he's playing 36 minutes a night, but there's got to be a space for him. You know, but, you know, one of the criticisms of the NBA is the aesthetic, is that everybody now just comes down and shoots threes. And I tend to believe that what changes cultures is often an individual player. Is that, you know, like Steph Curry, like everybody went, oh, yeah, threes matter. If Steph doesn't arrive, I mean, eventually math analytics would have arrived. But I mean, sometimes it's like you watch a star player or a team do something and it changes the entire sport. I mean, I use this all the time. For about a year, it's hard to conceive, and it wasn't that long ago, snapping the ball to a running back, the Wildcat, even the Patriots tried it with Brady for about an hour because Miami did it. It worked. It was effective. The tush push. Like, everybody was trying to do it, and I'm like, it works for Philly because of Kelsey and a quarterback that squats 600 pounds. The Chargers tried it with Herbert, who's 6'5", and it was clunky, and it didn't work. So these sports are all copycats. If Zach Edey came in, and he was just a bucket, that little baby hook, I always wondered why people didn't mimic Kareem, and came out, and he was giving you 9, 12 a night in few minutes on a hook, I think you'd get expanded minutes or something.
He's got good footwork. He's got that drop step. He can go either shoulder.
I mean, and you already talked about, if he already has a really soft touch out to 15, 16 feet where he's making 75% of his free throws going 11 times a night, why can't he extend that out to 18, 20 feet and maybe become a three-point weapon at some point?
Why, if you have an NBA team and you've got really good wing defenders and you don't have a ton of size, but you're very good defending the wing, and you just say, big guy, you just stay as close to the key as you can. There's got to be a spot, I'm Absolutely. Guessing. There's got to be a spot for him. I mean, we've had guys play in a big man's game, Spud Webb, Muggsy Bogues. Like small 5'6", 5'7". I just think if you've got a unique skill that you can provide that others can't answer for or others don't have.
You're changing the game. Yeah, it's like the Syracuse zone in the tournament, right? They might not have a great year, but you get Boeheim 2-3s matchup in a tournament, it's a problem. They're not used to it, so maybe there's something there.
Yeah, because he is, I mean, it's go ask Tennessee and Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, Mark Few said, never faced a player like him in 25 years of being a head coach. We'll see you tomorrow. Again, live in L.A., it's The Herd.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.